We're in the middle of Siman Kuf Lamed Beis, and last week we did Sif Aleph, and then we did this very large Bir Alacha called Kunchus Ma'amar Kaddishin, all about Kaddish, Avelis. So we were at the end. Towards the end, he had discussed the difference between a local and a guest. I don't want to get into the details. And he brings down before that a Magen Avraham. It's on the same page as Kuf Lamed Gimel, so it's all the way towards the end. It says Mutav Libno Sheiskar Echad Omar Kaddish Bimkomo Mishayomer Echad Bechinam. If there's no one to say Kaddish, it's better. I mean, here there's a son. I don't know why the son himself can't say Kaddish, but if the son can't say Kaddish, or there is no son, let's say, so it's better to pay someone to say Kaddish than for someone to volunteer to say Kaddish for free, because it's the paying is. I guess it depends who you're paying, but it could be a type of tzedakah, supporting someone, helping someone, and it's an investment, I guess, in the Kaddish, which is more chashuv than a Kaddish that is obtained for free. Okay, that's the our abridged version of Kunchus Ma'amar Kaddishin. Now we're going to go back to Sif Beis. We'll see if we can finish the whole thing. It's ready. It's a few pages of Mishabura. Either we will or we won't. We really only have to do a page or two, but let's see. Okay. Sif Beis. Also, so we spoke in Sif Aleph about Kiddusha the Sidra, the Kiddusha of Avodat Zion, the world stands on it for various reasons. It's a Kiddush Hashem, it's Talmud Torah, the Rabbim. Okay, and therefore, because it's so chashuv, the Mechaber tells us from Rav Amram Gon, also la'odim la'atzis mi'beis ha'knesses kodem kiddusha de sidra. A person should not leave shul before that point. Mishabur sif katan hey de cave and the olam iskayim alzeh, since the world stands on this kaddish, tzarich li zaher mi lezalzel b'zeh. A person has to be careful not to be mezalzel in the kiddusha de sidra. Well, the female should be Aaron the Eldu Nachum Hadil Omer Betzibor. Now, there's another issue. You're supposed to say a Betzibor, right? And therefore, Memela Tzach Lizar Shalot Tzismi Kodem. If it's an Omram Bifnei Atzmo, Imo Bishasut Chak. So, Bishasut Chak, you can leave. But if he doesn't have to leave, he should stay for two reasons. One is because it's supposed to be said Betzibor. And the other is this something that the world is in the sky on, and therefore it's not to be taken lightly. Dear Shu, footnote 10 points out from the Rav Osner. Let's say they're returning the Sefer Torah after Rav Olatzion, like the Hasidim do. So lo yafsik bishvil lomar es apsukim shenahagim lomar beishem alav in Sefer Torah lehechol. Shemir tzuk meil in al minig. The psukim that we say when we return the Sefer Torah to the Aron Kodesh, that's a minig. Uval Etzion is Medina, so if he's still in the middle of Uval Etzion, he should finish Uval Etzion before saying the Psukim to return the Sefer Torah. Okay, that's interesting. I would think you could disagree with that, just because the Psukim that you say when you return the Sefer Torah, it's like a mitzvah veris. It's something that can be said right now. But once the Sefer Torah is back in the Aron Kodesh, it's finished. Uval Etzion, you can say at any point. And we're not talking about saying the Kiddusha de Sidra with a minion, because the minion is obviously not saying Kiddusha de Sidra, and now they're returning the Sefer Torah. Okay, footnote 11, Rav Chaim Kanievsky from Orchos Yosher, in his tefillah over there, that the person should do his best to stay till the end of davening. Okay, again, we're in Kuf Lamed Beis. Beis, also the Adam Latzis in Beis Hakneses Kodem Kiddusha De Sidra. Sounds very serious. Hagah, Va'omrim Achar Siyum HaTfila Aleinu the Shabeach Mu'umad. After davening, we say Aleinu, standing up. V'izor Adamar B'Kavan, it should say B'Kavan, Mishum Yisiv Katun Ches, V'yesh Lomar Aleinu Be'eim Ove Yira, it should be said with fear and trepidation. Ki Kol Tzva Shemayim Shomim, all the heavenly angels are listening. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Omed in Pamalya Shamala, Hashem is Kaviyachol standing with the angels in Shemayim, listening to the Aleinu V'kulam Onim V'Oimim Asher Ha'om Shekach Alo Asher Ha'om Shehashem Elokav. So this is something that's very, very chashuv.
But Aleinu is not Tfilas HaDerech.
Aleinu is not Tfilas HaDerech. We shouldn't see Aleinu running out of shul. Very good. Excellent. Yeah, I once said over in a shir. I don't know if the angels are listening when the Aleinu is said on the way home. Okay, now we know that the Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfarad say Aleinu at different points. So Dirshun in footnote 12 says that one should be noig to do as the minig hamakom, the way they're doing it in the shul that he's davening in, not to say Aleinu where he would normally say Aleinu. Should try to say it when the tzibur is saying Aleinu. Okay, we skip footnote now. Mishaburisiv Katan Zion, that Magen Avraham brings down from the Ari to say Aleinu after all three tefillos, and of course that's what we do.
Why do we say after Kiddush Levana?
After Kiddush Levana? I don't know. Probably to show that we're davening to Hashem and not to the moon.
That's what I heard.
Yeah? Well, like we say it by a bris, to show that we're the Shem Shemayim. And okay, continuing in the Rambam. Ukishemagia el Elo Yoshia, Yavsik Ma'at Kodim Sheyomar Vanachnu Korim. And when you say Vanachnu Korim, Mishabursiv Katan says point out, but Tzorech Lichroa, person has to bow. Shelo Yenir Kakor Vechas Hashem. Shouldn't look like he's denying the one that we're bowing to. It says Vanachnu Korim, you have to bow. Halicha Shlomo brings down Shlomo Zalman did not bow. If held very stark from the Shita Sagra, the only bow when Chazal said to bow in Shmona Esrei, no bowing in Kaddish as opposed to the Mechaber in Simin Nun Vav, who says to bow. The Gra says no bowing during Kaddish, and Rosh Hashanah Zalman did not even bow during Aleinu. The Omrim Kaddish Yosom Achar Aleinu. After Aleinu, there's a Kaddish Yosom. What is Kaddish Yosom? Okay, let's see if we can understand this. Mishabur Sifkatan Yud. Shaharei, Le'olam Tzrichin Lomar Kaddish Achar She'amru Psukim. After Psukim, it is appropriate to say Kaddish. Why? Dirshu footnote 21 points out from the Shibalei Aleket in the name of the Goyimim, She'ein Kol Teva V'Oiz Batera She'ein Shem HaMafurish Yotze Mehen. Everywhere the Torah has Shem Hashem coming out of it. Whatever that means. Very deep. So therefore, Mishavisiv Katan Yosef, She'ilolam Tzichon Omer Kaddish Acher She'amru Psukim, U'ba'aleinu Yash Gamkim Psukim, and therefore Tzichon Kaddish Acherav, Ela She'nogu B'Kaddish Ela Nichol Yosom Shemeis Oviv V'ima. However, the meaning is to leave that Kaddish for the Yisoyimim Kitanim. Why? The Yeshiyish Yisoyim Kitanim, or Afilu Gedolim, Shein Michom Liyal Shuchat Tzibor, V'lo Makaddish Baruch Hu Achar Ovi V'Imo, because there's a very Chashiv Inyan we'll learn about soon, to daven for the Omid, and a Katan can't daven for the Omid. The Katan can't say Baruch Hu, it's very important. There's in the Marav, there's a Kaddish, and then a Baruch Hu. And usually the one who says the Kaddish says the Baruch Hu. The Katan, if he's not Bar Mitzvah, and God forbid he's saying Kaddish, he's lost a parent, he's not allowed to say the Baruch Hu. And therefore this... Yeah. After Yishtabach, the Katan doesn't say Kaddish. The Shlech Tzibur says Kaddish. Yes, good. You could do that. In Achinami. Yes. But he can't do Chazaras Hashat, he can't do Baruch Hu, and therefore this Kaddish, the Kaddish Yosom, is reserved for, let's say, the Ketanim, who can't do other things for the Amud that would be an Ilui Neshama for the parent. And then the Mishnah points out in brackets, "Hoyuchum l'spalas ne'omer zeh tov yosem amiras kaddish." Says the daven for the omer is even better than kaddish. Now, I don't know why daven for the omer should be better than kaddish. Kaddish, they say the world stands on kaddish. Kaddish is one of the most chashuva things. Unless daven for the omer includes a kaddish, so therefore, I don't know. I don't know why daven for the omer should be worth more than the kaddish, unless because it itself includes the kaddish. For Yadua Mimaisa de Bekiva to Ellis, a god of Shesh Lemais, Kishesh Lo Ben Homer Kadishu Barhu, Ubi Yaiser, Betel Shana Rishona. Okay, the famous Medrash, famous story with the Bekiva. I have it over here in English in the book Morning in Halacha. This is the source for the davening for the other davening for the Omud and Kaddish and Haftorah. Rabbi Kiva saw a black man carrying a huge load and running very fast. Rabbi Kiva stopped him. He said, "What's going on? Why are you working so hard?" And the man said, "Don't leave me alone." He said, "I'm a dead man. And every day I was a terrible person. I was a tax collector and I acted terribly towards the poor people. And my punishment is every day I have to go collect this wood. And then they burn me with this wood every single day." And Rabbi Kiva felt terrible, and he said, "Is there any way I can help you?" And he said, "If I have a son who would..." So there's different girsos of this Medrash Zohar, different girsos. But the first girsa is, if he would have a son who would call out Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavorach, and that would inspire the congregation to respond, Baruch Hashem HaMavorach Lamed, or he would say, Yiskadal V'Yiskadal V'Yiskadal Shmei Rabba, and Yei Shmei Rabba, so then that would release his punishment. So he said, when he died, he had no children. But his wife was pregnant. He doesn't know if he had a boy or a girl. So Rabbi Kiva decided he's going to go find this woman, find the child, see if it's a boy or a girl. If it's a boy, see what he can do. He went to find out. Everyone he asked about the tax collector started screaming, yelling, and spitting. And this tax collector was a very hated person. He finally found out that where the wife lives, and he had a son. The son did not even have a bris milah, as far removed from Yiddishkeit as possible. And Rabbi Kiva found the son and gave him a bris milah and taught him Torah and taught him how to daven for the omer. So I guess he was already bar mitzvah. As soon as he said Baruch Hu Hashem HaMavorach, he started saying Kaddish. Instantly, the tortured soul was freed from its punishment. That very night, the soul came to Rabbi Kiva in a dream and blessed him. Okay, other girsos talk about reading the Haftorah and saying the Kaddish. He says, when my son read the Haftorah, they lightened the punishment in Gehenna. When my son davened for the Omer and said Kaddish, they tore up the Gzar Din. And when he became a Talmid Chacham, then they gave him a portion in Gan Eden. Okay, so that's the story. That is basically, that I believe, is the Makor for all these things that the Ovel and the Yahrzeit, that the child is encouraged to do to help the parents in the Olam HaEmes. Okay, and therefore this Kaddish after Aleinu is Kaddish Yosom for the Yosom who can't do it. He can't say Baruch Hu, can't say that he can't, well, Haftorah he actually could do. Kutten can do Haftorah, but he can't do it for the Amid, and therefore this Kaddish is special for the Yosom. Okay, so continuing in the Ramah, Omrim Kaddish Yosom Achar Aleinu. Va'afilu ein yosom abeis ha-kneses, even if there is no yosom in the shul, yomar oso misha ein lo aveim. So an adult who does not have a father or a mother can also say this Kaddish. Va'afilu misha yesh lo aveim yachal omro im ein aviv v'imo makpidin. If the parents are not makpid, so then someone else can also say it. Now, Mishmishiv Katan Yidal. Yes. If they're not Makbid, it's okay. Yeah, but Rabirkowit said, the Baal Yeshuva, whose parents aren't Makbid, he said that doesn't count, because the parents aren't from, the parents don't know what's involved. You have guys in Asia every now and then saying Kaddish for grandparents, saying Kaddish for siblings, and I heard Bishan Rabirkowit that he helped.
What? All Sephardi people in any Yisrael and Canada. They go to the Sephardi shul, anyone is going to do from that, or to do.
Okay.
Why are Berkowitz?
Feels that parents who aren't frum, okay, the fact that they're not makbid doesn't mean they're not makbid. They're not frum, they don't understand, and therefore it doesn't mean anything to them. So they're not makbid, they don't care, they don't care about anything about Judaism. That's not called not being makbid, because if they would understand what it is, he feels that they would be makbid. And therefore, he holds that they should. The fact that parents are not makbid does not allow the child who is a Baal Tshuva to say Kaddish. That's what Berkowitz says. Now, I'll read you the Mishnah. Hold on. Mishnah Yosef Katan Yud Aleph. Dav kikshu Mishayah shul yakpidu al zeh. Sounds like he doesn't even need his parents' permission. He can be Mishayah that his parents are not makbid. If he thinks his parents are not makbid, it's okay. Umistav et dekoze ud inyin kadesh yosom. The kadesh are miyuchad yisoymim. So, this is Pasha. Aval ispadu lifnei ha-omer. Lifnei ha-shma. Ein aloch ha-shklal shem yakpidu al zeh. First thing could say, so davening for the omer is really reserved for yisoymim. So then maybe his parents don't want him to daven for the omer. So the Mishnah says that's fine. Now, in other places, they say, In Dirshu footnote 29, it says like this. The Kaddish that they say after davening, instead of saying Kaddish Yosom, say Kaddish Dirabonim. Right? The one after Aleinu is reserved for someone who doesn't have a parent. Even someone has a parent can say Kaddish Dirabonim. So I don't understand. If the Mishnah Berurah held like that, so instead of the Mishnah Berurah saying they shouldn't say Kaddish Yasam, but they could daven for the Amud, why don't they say they can't say Kaddish Yasam, but they can say Kaddish Derabanan? The Mishnah Berurah doesn't say that. But they do bring it down from Rav Osner and Rosh HaMazaman, that even someone as a parent after davening could say Kaddish Derabanan. It sounds like that's what should be done. Lamaisa, I think we don't do that. People who have parents don't say Kaddish Yasam, don't say Kaddish Derabanan. And if there's someone in the tzibur who doesn't have a parent, and they know, they get up and they say either one or the other. But when people have parents, generally they do not do that. The yesh lo pita makteres erev vavoker acharat tefila. One should say pita makteres erev vavoker erev. Mishabura says, "Mishabura says got the yubei shekteres yom makter and pamayim b'chol yom twice a day. K'mo shekasa b'ter erev hainu acharat tefila haMincha o kodim lo by Mincha time." The Akhtaras Oya Makhtir Balaila. So Arab can't mean nighttime, because there was Makhtaras at night, it means Bayan. Well, first year. The Asian Peter Akhtaras Arab Aboke Acharat Tfila. Mishavasiv Kotin Yidal Vitzarach Ian. Lama Anu Omrusav Shabbos Vyantav Achar Musav. But Akhtaras Kodmin the Musav and the Kuliam of Vishishai Chola Karban Tami. Why do we wait to say the Akhtaras after Musav? It's really Shai for the Karban Tami. It really came before the Musav. The action to come is simply part of the Divrei Torah. It could be just it's a Divrei Torah, and we want to save Divrei Torah for the end, so we're going home before we eat the cholent. We're leaving on a note of Divrei Torah. Hold on. Ubeksavim Isa Shatam Havriach HaKlipos. Some sort of Kabbalistic reason. Ubeshlach Kosadomer Kodem Tfila Ve'achareah. So the Ramah says to say Peter Makhtaris Erevavaka Achat Tfila daily. Hold on, we'll see what that means. The Omrim Tchila Ein Kelokeinu. The Omrim Arashir Shalavim Hoyu Omrim Bamikdash Shachris Levad. Mishma Tesvav Ayim Bamagin Avraham Shemasi Tekavan Esaramal Omar B'Koyom Arashir Shayach Loso Yom. Not to say the whole Mishnah, which is what we do on Shabbos, but just each day to say that day. So on Shabbos we say the whole Mishnah. This is what we say on Yom Rishon. This is what we say Yom Sheni, Shlishi, Revi'i. But during the week we only say the capital, the Perek of Tehillim that the Levim said in the Beis Hamikdash. Tezayin Shachris Levad, so we only say it in the morning. Why? After B'Mikdash Hayu Omrim Shira on Niskayayin Gamal Tamin Shalbein Arba'im, they had wine like Beishins Niskayayin by the Tamin Shal Shachar and Tamin Shalbein Arba'im, and they had the Shir Shal Yom at both times. It seems that they would sometimes be delayed in pouring the wine on the Mizbeach till it was mamish nighttime. Ayote pouring the wine at night? Reb Shimon? Nisachayayin, they can do it at night? I don't know. Okay, I assume so. Actually, I was discussing the beginning of the Gemara Tainus, I think. V'yeshekosfu. Nizar lomar pita maktores mitoch haksav lo ba'alpeh. There's always a right that you should say pita maktores from a sitter and not ba'alpeh. Why? V'yeshehamira b'makom haktara. Because we're not zarechet ha-beis ha-mikdash. So our Amira is in the place of the actual Haktara. If you say it by heart, maybe you'll mumble, maybe you'll skip a word. You'll skip one of the spices, one of the ingredients. The Amira, if you're missing one of the ingredients, the person is missing one of the ingredients, Chayav Misa. So just like he's Chayav Misa by the Haktara, if he's skips it because he's not reading it from a siddur and he did the amira wrong and the amira is in the place of the haktara, it sounds like chas v'shalom he could be chayav misa for skipping it, and therefore very important to say it from a siddur, make sure not to skip any words. V'lechein says the Ramah, and this is the minig in chutz la'aretz, nagu shelo amar b'chol, and therefore the minig, at least in chutz la'aretz, is not to say it during the week. Why? Because in chutz la'aretz people go to work. Because people are rushing off to work and they're in a rush and maybe they'll skip one of the samamanim and Michai Mizachat Shalom. The Beis Yosef doesn't like this at all. He questions this. The Amira is not the real thing. He's Chayav Misa if he sacrifices it the wrong way by the Haktara, not by the Amira. This is going to be B'shoigig. Says the Magen Avraham, and that's the meaning in Eretz Yisrael, although in Chutz La'aretz they go like the Rama. Concludes the Ramah, Simen Kuf Lamed Beis, Ukeshayot Beis Knesses, Omer Hashem Lecheni Begomer, Mishtachave Veyotze. I think Sfaradim do that. Ashkenazim don't do that. Sfaradim, they bow a lot. When they come into Shul, Adish, no? Yeah, I don't see people do that because they don't know. Okay, so when we leave shul, we should bow. The b'mikdash nami kishagamru ha'avodik mishtachem v'yotzin v'ayin b'magen avram. So a person leaves shul, he's supposed to bow. Walk out backwards.
Walking out backwards is not mentioned here.
Right.
Is that the
job? I don't know. Well, if you're bowing, once you're bowing, you should. You're bowing, and you're supposed to bow in the right direction. That the Rosh Hashanah Zalman speaks very shtak about by Modim Derabana. That the bowing of Modim Derabana is Medina to Gemara, and you have to bow facing the Heichal, facing Yerushalayim, and not while you're walking around shul and facing all different directions. So, you're saying, well, once you're bowing, we're going to bow with the, you bow, you stick out your, you know, you're going to stick that out to the shul. It doesn't make sense.